Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. The root is on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday. The week's moving along. A lot of things happening. I'd like to say a lot of great things happening, but it's a lot of things happening. A lot of crappy things happening. Not too many great things happening. But here's one great thing anyway. I'll open the show with good news. Biden's approval rating sinks and support for Trump rises. Just 37% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance. This is the latest Quinnipiac University poll, and I've never had any faith that Quinnipiac is fair to Republicans. They oversample Democrats, and they only look at registered voters, not likely voters. And still, Trump is rising, Biden's falling. According to this poll, American voters' worsening views of Biden were driven by his handling of the war between Israel and Hamas, which is, see, I told you, they're oversampling Democrats. This has given Trump his first lead in the poll since February. Just 37, that tells you right there that the poll is, you know, total BS. And yet, in a BS poll that oversamples Democrats and only asks registered voters, which never works, you have to ask likely voters, because most people register and they never vote, or I'd say a lot of people register and never vote. But 37% of voters said they approved of Biden's job performance, 59% disapproved, negative 22%. The same number said they viewed Biden favorably versus unfavorably, 37% favorably, 59% unfavorably. Concerning the war, just 37% said they approved of Biden's response, 54% disapproved. Trump fared better than Biden in terms of favorability, 42% holding a favorable view of the former president. Trump leads Biden 48-46, his first lead in Quinnipiac's poll since February. Again, I want to stress, I think their polls are terrible, but if Trump is leading, that's great news. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. thrown into the mix. Trump still led 38-37, Kennedy at 21. Trump maintained his lead in a five-way race as well, garnering 38% to Biden's 35, Kennedy 17, Cornel West 3, Green Party's Jill Stein 3. I guess they did not include anything about Joe Manchin of West Virginia, but he's going to jump in. It's very clear now, and that's great for Trump. Trump has also maintained his massive lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination, 64% support now, compared to Ron DeSantis, 16, Nikki Haley, 9, Vivek Ramaswamy, 4%, Chris Christie, 2%, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, 1%. I got to ask you with a straight face, who out there is the 1% that hears this poll and says, I'm voting for Doug Burgum? I guess, you know, he's got like 5 relatives in North Dakota. That's got to be the 5 people who vote for Doug Burgum. And who votes for Chris Christie? You know, just the owners of local food shops, you know, who are hoping for a boost when Fat Man, you know, makes the presidency. But, of course, he's at 2%. So he isn't making the presidency. He isn't making anything. Chris Christie is never going to be president of the United States. All right? So let's do a little math here. 64% for Trump, 16 for DeSantis. So 26, 36, 46, 56, 66. Wow. 48-point lead for President Trump over Ron DeSantis, who is the second place person. And I'm just about to write a column
that I think I'm going to title it, Here's What Ron DeSantis Needs. He needs an indictment. Someone please indict Ron DeSantis. And the whole point of the column is, first of all, that Ron DeSantis is out of it. It's absolutely ridiculous that he's still in the race. It's ridiculous that Nikki Haley's still in the race. The two of them are in dream land, la-la land. Nobody likes them. Nobody wants them. They've got no chance. Trump's got the nomination. They should jump out now. Leave. Resign. Go. Say goodbye. Arrivederci. Hasta la vista, baby. They got to leave because it's ridiculous. It's just, why are they in the race? Donald Trump is the Republican nominee, period. And that's the reason he's being indicted, because he's the only one with a chance to win. He's the only one that scares Democrats. He's the only one that scares the deep state. He's the only one that scares the D.C. swamp. And so Ron DeSantis needs an indictment. They won't indict him because they don't care about him. They don't think he can win. He doesn't scare them. That's why he's not indicted. Nikki Haley doesn't scare him. That's why she's not indicted. They need indictments. Without indictments, they're going nowhere. And they really need a conviction, not just an indictment. Trump will get that soon. And the first time he's convicted, he's going to go up in the polls again, because the American people are so sickened by this. Here's a great example of why they should be sickened, by the way. San Francisco holds a parade for Premier Xi Jinping with communist flags draping the streets. Can you believe it? Xi was going to meet Joe Biden, and they put a parade together for him. What kind of country are we living in? When you actually admit, I mean, it's very clear, San Francisco is a communist, California is a communist state, San Francisco is a communist city and a communist state, and they love Xi so much, they throw parades for him, complete with communist flags. Our country is so sold out to China, it's incredible. The politicians are so bought off. Gavin Newsom's owned by China, Joe Biden's owned by China. I'm sure Michelle Obama's husband is owned by China, so she'll be another Chinese candidate. But Donald Trump is not owned by China. And that's why Trump's under indictment right there. There it is. China's deciding who gets indicted in the United States. So what Ron DeSantis needs, what Nikki Haley needs, is a good old-fashioned indictment. And I'm going to write about that. Democrats melt down over new Texas bill to arrest and deport migrants. Democrats are melting down after Texas legislators passed a bill that permits state enforcement of immigration laws, including the arrest and detainment of illegals who unlawfully cross the U.S.-Mexico border. It's now awaiting Governor Greg Abbott's approval, and the bill aims to address the Biden administration's disastrous open border policies. The measure was approved 83-61 in the State House, 17-11 in the State Senate. Makes it a state crime for anyone illegally crossing the border from Mexico between ports of entry. Can you imagine, though, as you know, when you think about conservative, when you think about patriots, you're thinking about Texas. You're thinking about a separate nation of Texas. You know that they may actually secede one day. It might be a place for all of us to go one day. And they do pass this law, and that's great. First state I know of in the country to pass this law. So they're better than all the rest of the other 49 states. And yet, it only passed 83-61. There were 61 legislators in Texas who voted against the idea of arresting and deporting illegal aliens. And in the Senate, state Senate, 17-11, it only won by 6 votes. And there are 11 state senators that voted against this bill. If you were with me yesterday, or if you weren't with me yesterday, I should say, I sent a text to a friend of mine. He's kind of an ex-friend of mine. We used to be business partners. I made him millions of dollars. He's Jewish. He's a New Yorker. He's in the Hollywood film business and TV business. And he's just mindlessly liberal, commie, brainwashed. And I sent him a text and I said, hey, you know, he made some comment about me and Trump being bad people. And, maybe I'll need his lawyer soon. And I sent him back a note, very friendly. And I said how America would look if and when Trump wins. I said, Trump's going to win. And when he wins, China will not be the owner of America anymore. And the border will be secure. And people will be safe in their cities. And Jews will be safe. He's Jewish. Jews will be safe. And Israel will be thriving. And I went on and on. Your taxes will be lower. And I gave him 1,000 reasons why life will be better under Trump. There will not be World War III. And he answered back how terrible it all sounded. That it's all sick. Everything I say is sick. And that's what these people are like who voted against this bill. This bill says if you invade my state, which is part of my country, we're going to arrest you and deport you. Why would anyone vote against it? Well, the answer is they're a Democrat. The answer is Texas is filled with Republicans. It's also filled with Democrats who are traitors to our country. They're all brainwashed Stepford Wife traitors. It's unbelievable. And exposed overnight, again, I keep saying she's a terrorist, Rashida Tlaib is a member of a secret Facebook group that glorifies and celebrates and supports Hamas terrorists. We have two people in the United States Congress who literally are terrorists. Because if you support terrorists, you are a terrorist. And that's what these people are. They're doing the bidding of terrorists. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. And now you got the real proof. What more do you need? And if you think things are bad here, they're even worse in Canada, where Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau urged Israel to stop the killing of women, children, and babies in Gaza. Even though Israel is responding with such restraint, and the people in Hamas, the people in Gaza who run Gaza, Hamas, are the ones who killed women and children and babies in the most horrific ways possible. Not by mistake, on purpose, by plan. They didn't invade kindergartens because they thought it was something else. They invaded them because they wanted to murder children and cut their heads off. And now they use children and women as human shields. So Israel, of course, kills women and children. If you're going to bomb a headquarters of the military where all their weapons are, and they've got women and children and babies as human shields. That's how dumb Justin Trudeau is. The whole left, morons.
Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people.
Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The roots on fire. We're getting some great guests. You realize that 3 weeks ago we had President Donald J. Trump on my Real America's Voice TV show and here on this radio show. Then we had Rand Paul, United States Senator Rand Paul, 2 weeks ago. And then we had Roger Stone last Saturday. This Saturday, guess who we have? Fabio. Fabio is our guest. I'm not kidding. Fabio, the famous romance novel, handsome hunk model, who has turned into a big conservative and a big supporter of Israel, even though he's Italian. He's like he feels like he's a part of the Jewish family. And I'm Jewish. I feel like I'm part of the Italian family. If you went out, I've got Fabio for you. That's on Real America's Voice on Saturday. And then on Monday, my guest here on radio will be Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. We're working on getting her on the radio as well. We're working on getting United States Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin, very close to nabbing a date for him as well. And we got a couple other really big ones. So we're working on getting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as well. We've been working for a while on getting him back. We had him on this show so many times about the COVID vaccine and vaccines, but once he announced for president, he didn't want to be on this show anymore. Isn't that funny? And I guess the answer is that he's not a conservative and he's afraid I'll push him on issues and he'll look bad in front of conservatives. That's why I think people don't come on the show. They're afraid that Wayne Root will not accept their answers and I'm going to push him. And they're going to be, you know, unveiled, what's the right word, as a liberal. That's what RFK is, in my opinion, a liberal unmasked. Unmasked as real liberals. You know, he's great on vaccines. I've said this many times on the show. He's great on the COVID vaccine. He's great on the whole origins of COVID. He's great on vaccines in general. He's great on the deep state. He's great on Ukraine. But I think he's bad on everything else. You know, if you don't do if you're someone who hates lockdowns, no more pandemic lockdowns, and you will fight them tooth and nail. Great, I love you, you're my best friend. And then a minute later, oh, but I want climate change lockdowns. This guy, in the past anyway, was a climate change extremist. So I'm sure that he's, you know, even if he's moderated a bit, he's still nowhere near where I want him to be on climate change, which is the greatest fraud of our time. sponsor of this segment of the show. So great guests, great guests. Thank you. Andrew Paul's doing a great job nailing some great guests for the show. RiskOn 360 is the big event coming up this weekend in Las Vegas. It stars Tucker Carlson, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Of course, they probably offered him a lot of money. Charles Payne, you don't get paid any money to be on my show. You come on for free, just for the joy of spending 10 minutes with Wayne Allyn Root. That's the joy has to overcome any need for money to appear on my show. We offer you nothing, zero, except Wayne Root. Tucker Carlson will be at RiskOn 360. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root, will be speaking at RiskOn 360 Global Success Conference. Charles Payne, Fox Business, lots and lots of top business leaders and business speakers and motivational speakers to elevate your business, explode your prosperity, supercharge your life. Conference is designed to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach new heights in your personal and professional lives with world-class speakers, dynamic panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. The topics: business and finance, entrepreneurship, leadership, personal growth and development, fitness and health. It all takes place this Sunday and Monday, November 19th and 20th, right after the Formula One race in Vegas. Sunday, November 19th, Monday the 20th. At the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip, headlined by the one and only Tucker Carlson. Register now at RiskOn360.com. That's RiskOn360.com. All right, the FBI Director Christopher Wray, this is the second time because I know he did it recently, but he confirmed to lawmakers today that illegal alien terrorists have, in fact, slipped into the United States due to our open border with Mexico. I mean, I hate this guy, Wray. I hate him. But at least he's telling the truth this one time. They're here. They're here. There are cases, he says, where the FBI is actively searching for illegal alien terrorists who are now in the United States. How does anyone live with this? How does anyone say it's okay that this administration has allowed this in our country? Because it sure wasn't allowed by Donald J. Trump. Never would have happened, never did happen, never will happen under Donald J. Trump. And I've been telling you that Manchin, Joe Manchin, senator from West Virginia, has stepped down. I believe it's because, A, he was going to lose, because West Virginia's got a completely Republican, cold country, is completely Republican. They see what Democrats are doing to our way of life, trying to put all of them out of their jobs and destroy their lives. But here's the thing. Hey, Chris, I don't know, the music is so low, I don't even hear that it's on. Funny you say 30, because I couldn't hear any music. But Joe Manchin now says he absolutely is considering a run for president of the United States as an independent. He said that in an interview on MSNBC today. There's another one for you to get. Go get him, Andrew Paul. Joe Manchin. Let's get him on the show. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA News Update. President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are in Northern California, with Biden opening the talks by speaking directly to the Chinese leader.
I've never doubted what you've told me in terms of your candid nature in which you speak.
I value our conversation because I think it's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader.
In a hypothetical 2024 presidential election, former President Donald Trump would defeat California Governor Gavin Newsom, as according to Stack Data Strategies projections. The latest projection indicates Trump winning the Electoral College against Biden, who would secure the popular vote. Lawmakers are questioning Apple about the cancellation of Jon Stewart's show, inquiring if China played a role. A House committee has written to Apple CEO Tim Cook on whether Apple TV Plus decisions are influenced by China. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The root is on fire.
Welcome back. I have a survival food product for all of you. You know, I used to laugh just like so many other people at this idea of survival food. I used to think these people at Preppers were a bunch of strange people. And come on, since the beginning of time, everybody always said you got to have a survival food. Nobody's ever needed it. Well, guess what? Even I'm starting to be a believer that bad, bad things are happening. World War III is upon us. A lot of bad things could happen in the Middle East, in Ukraine, in Taiwan. It's unbelievable. They got Chinese communist flags on the streets of San Francisco to welcome the premier of China. Gee, I mean, it's a joke what's happening. Our country is just, it's like a communist takeover of the United States. So you got to be prepared. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life. But what's important is, what's different is, all the other survival foods have beef crumbles. That's the crappiest beef. When the day comes where you open your survival food, you're going to vomit. And so this company is named warbeef.com for Wayne Allyn Root, but it's not my company. That's a domain they got for my fans only. But it's, they sell only premium Texas beef at warbeef.com. No beef crumbles like all the other survival companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. No mRNA jabs ever in their cattle. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. Let's hope you never need it. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. That's a domain just for my fans, warbeef.com for Wayne Allyn Root. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 to check out. That's warbeef.com. Use the promo code WAR15 to get 15% off. All right, great guest, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal and political analyst, former trial attorney, best-selling author. His new book is The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. It was just released, and we got him. Greg Jarrett, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you on. You know, I've always been a big fan of yours. So this book is a compilation of our nation's most important documents. Tell everybody what those documents are. What are the big ones, the highlights?
Well, this is a tribute to the many patriots who made America great, a luminous beacon of hope for liberty, prosperity, and justice throughout the world. And, you know, you can read our nation's most important documents, speeches, letters. Many of them change the course of history. They're inspiring words and galvanizing ideas, really shaped America and our virtues, aspirations, and ideals. So, you know, everything from the warnings that John Adams and George Washington issued about unprincipled, unscrupulous men who, if left unchecked, would destroy our government. But, you know, I also reprint bold and transcendent figures. Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Susan B. Anthony, Teddy Roosevelt, all the way forward to Dwight Eisenhower and Ronald Reagan. You know, the America we know today was shaped by their wisdom, their vision, their galvanizing ideas.
Yeah, what about George Bush's 9/11 speech? That was pretty cool as well.
Yeah, absolutely. George Bush is well represented in there with his 9/11 speeches and other of his speeches. So, you know, look, this is not a book with an agenda. It is the full Constitution and the full other patriotic documents through two centuries. And yes, it contains essential conservative documents. There are some liberal ones too. Everything from Booker T. Washington and his Atlanta Compromise speech, so memorable. Ronald Reagan's Berlin speech. So the book is philosophically patriotic, and at a time, you know, when demonstrators are taking to the streets, there is division and fraction in America. I think this is a propitious time for a book like this. It's a keepsake collector's edition, a perfect gift for Christmas.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. And you know, I'm a patriot. I love this country. And yeah, I'll tell you what I can't believe, and I know it's not in your book, but we can discuss some other things too, Greg. that aren't in the book, I hope. And that is, you know, I happen to be a Jewish American. And I'm so flabbergasted and shocked and hurt that there is so many people in this country who have a hatred for Jews. It's crazy. It's like, you know, I'm white. If I walked around saying I hate black people, you'd be like KKK. You'd be ostracized. We don't want you in America. You'd be right. We don't want you in America if you hate people because of the color of their skin. I had no idea there were so many people that in this day and age, this is not 1940 Nazi Germany, this day and age, so many people in America have a hatred for Jews in Israel. Shocking.
Yeah, I've been pretty stunned like you and I think everybody else at the level of hatred and vitriol, the anti-Semitism.
Crazy.
That frankly, I just didn't know existed. And, you know, these protesters on college campuses, and even the other night here in New York City, a couple of blocks away, I mean, let's be clear. Most of these people are not pro-Palestinian demonstrators. No, they are pro-Hamas terrorist advocates. And,
right.
You know, My feeling towards them is so severe, and I think they could use a book like this. These are people who don't understand history. These people have not been properly educated. You know, on college campuses, I mean, I think a lot of them get this from the dunderheads who teach in these ivory towers, professors who have also been advocating on behalf of Hamas terrorists under the guise of, oh, the poor Palestinians.
Like at my Columbia University. You know, that's my alma mater, Columbia University. And when I went there 35 years ago, I always thought they were all communists, and a lot of them were Jewish, but Jewish Jew haters, you know, self-hating pro-Palestinian Jews at Columbia University. And now you see all these professors that signed the letter at Columbia. I think 100 of them signed the letter supporting the students who are pro-Hamas, that we have to have freedom of speech. No one's ever said we got to have freedom of speech for Wayne Root or Greg Jarrett, who might be conservatives or patriots. I never heard anybody defending us on an Ivy League campus. But all of a sudden, if you say, let's kill the Jews, that's okay, because that's free speech. Not I like Donald Trump, or I'm a Republican, or I'm a patriot. That they drum you off the campus for. But I want to kill Jews. I want to celebrate people who kill Jews. That's got to be protected by free speech. Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hatred of country, and I really don't know where it comes from. And the only explanation, and we see this anecdotally, is that they just don't understand how blessed they are with cherished rights.
Right
to protest. And, you know, we did an interesting piece the other night on Fox News, a Man on the Street segment, in which we asked people, most of them young people, fundamental civics government questions. What was the Revolutionary War? Who won the Civil War? What was the Cold War? A young woman said, you know, it was chilly back then. These are people who have not been properly educated. I fault our education system, the teachers union led by Randy Weingarten.
Right.
We have abandoned the duty to properly educate people about American government and our own history.
No, no question. By the way, speaking of Randy Weingarten, I just saw the latest funny thing. She said a year ago that she's a very religious Jew, and then the other day she asked on Twitter why there's a photo in a Orthodox temple and there's only men in the picture. And then Mark Levin was saying, I thought you said you were a religious Jew. Everyone knows that men are separate from women in an Orthodox situation like that. You know, when they're in temple or when it's a minyan, there's only men, right? She didn't understand that, yet she claimed she was a religious Jew. I think all these people are so full of it, Greg. They make things up as they go along. They don't know anything. The educators have no education whatsoever. So, yes, they need your book. By the way, let me remind everyone, the name of Greg Jarrett's book, brand new book, hot off the presses, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. It was just released. Grab a copy at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere where you find great books, right? It's everywhere.
Yeah, it is. You can find it in bookstores nationwide. You can order it online, the publisher, HarperCollins.com, or just go to my website, thegregjarrett.com, or do what even I do myself. I go to Amazon, and it gets delivered the next day.
Yeah, I do. I say that all the time to my fans. They go, Wayne, you're so against all these liberal woke companies. How come you recommend Amazon? And I'm like, well, I'm recommending Amazon for books because they carry every conservative book. As far as I know, they've never, you know, banned anybody's books or hurt my book sales. So, I mean, Amazon is the best bookseller for conservative books in America. Even if they're a woke company and you don't want to buy anything else from them, buy conservative books. And they come in one day. They're so efficient. It's quite amazing. So that's always been my take on Amazon. But last thing I want to ask you about is your thoughts on Biden's bribery and corruption scandal. Do you think he'll be impeached? Do you think he'll ever be the candidate when we get to 2024?
Well, I think there's certainly the impeachment inquiry committee is certainly moving in that direction. There are volumes of incriminating documents that demonstrate not only was Hunter Biden running the biggest influence-peddling corruption scheme in American history, but that his dad was aiding and abetting, was involved, was complicit, meeting with his overseas partners one-on-one, getting on the telephone. And now we know of at least one Chinese check, 10%, it turns out, for the big guy, deposited in Joe Biden's personal account. So,
Greg, I don't think he'll ever be the candidate. Listen, we got to run. They're screaming in my ear. You know the business. 10-9-8. So, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal and political analyst, former trial attorney, his new book, The Constitution of the United States and Other Patriotic Documents. He's a great patriot. Go grab a copy. Thanks, Greg, for coming on the show. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The roots on fire. Chris is laughing in my ear right now, and I'm trying to keep from laughing myself. A lot of funny things going on, but a lot of terrible things going on, but you got to laugh at yourself, and you got to laugh at other people, and you got to laugh at the circumstance, or otherwise, you know what happens. You know, I just read a story the other day. It's not any of the stories in front of me. It's just from memory. But last weekend, in one 24-hour period, four Los Angeles sheriff's deputies committed suicide. Four. And then I opened up the newspaper and I saw just last night that some... And this guy is like super handsome, super huge. He looks like a giant football linebacker. And super commanding. Like I watched a past video of him. He's a commander in the United States Navy in charge of like a giant battleship. And handsome and young, like 45 years old. And always operating in the Pacific Theater because I guess he spoke fluent Japanese and was in command of the United States relations with Japan. And they actually said that he was the favorite American of the Japanese people. And he did more to advance American-Japanese relations than anyone since World War II. And he committed suicide the other day. That's why I mentioned, you know, handsome, strapping, giant, linebacker-looking, in command. You know, everybody, you know, snaps to attention when a guy like that speaks fluent, you know, white guy speaking fluent Japanese. And literally, the Japanese, after his suicide, said, the most influential American and the most beloved American in Japan since World War II, and so important to American-Japanese relations. Why are all these people committing suicide? And, you know, I got to come up with an answer. And the answer isn't, you know, a lot of depressing things out there. That's not, there's no way that guy commits suicide because World War II is upon us. As a matter of fact, a commander of a battleship who's in charge of American-Japanese relations is probably kind of excited by the prospect of World War II, World War III with China. He wants to lead us into battle. He's not committing suicide. Why are policemen committing suicide in record numbers? And you know what answer I come up with? They were all forced to be vaccinated. That this vaccine screws in people's heads. It causes neurological problems in addition to heart attack, strokes, blood clots, and turbo cancer. It causes massive neurological problems. Your head goes kafooey and screwy. Something's wrong. One of my friends, you know, most of you know, if you've been listening to my show, I have a list. I think it's up to 77 now. People I know who are either dead or badly suffered a bad illness or a bad injury, all after being vaccinated. 77 people I know who are dead or injured since getting vaccinated. And one of them committed suicide about a week after getting the vaccine. So it isn't surprising to me that all these people are committing suicide, because to be a cop and stay a cop, you got to take the vaccine. To be a commander in the Navy, you had to take the COVID vaccine. You don't now, but you had to 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So I do believe there's something going on with these suicides connecting to the vaccine. Something's wrong. Four cops in one weekend do not commit suicide in one police force in Los Angeles. Unheard of in history. And I've never seen a guy that looks like this Navy commander. This guy's probably was going to be the five-star general of the whole United States Navy one day. Still a young guy, like 42 years old. No way he commits suicide. Why? Leaves behind a wife and two young kids. Really? Why would he do that? I don't think people realize how bad this vaccine is. Causing people to commit suicide, in my opinion, I think it's very clear something's going very wrong. Give me another answer. I'd love to know. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Let's hear why you think four police officers who all had to take the vaccine, clearly, to stay on the force, four of them would commit suicide in one weekend in one city. And give me an idea of why. And if the answer is, it's depressing to be a cop now, I agree with that. Who would be crazy enough to be a cop now? I mean, talk about bad luck in life. You became a cop like 10 years ago. You still got another 10, 15 years to go to get your pension. And you got to live as a cop the way things are now. And you've lived through the BLM riots. You've lived through the defund the police. No question that's depressing. But not enough to commit suicide. Absolutely not. Not even for one to commit suicide? Sure. Four in a weekend? No. Four in 24 hours? No. And what's the excuse for the commander? Why would he commit suicide? I have no idea. He's probably excited at the prospect of World War III. He's not killing himself. He wants to lead his men into battle. So just there's too many suicides going on. There's also too many heart attacks, too many strokes, too many blood clots, too many turbo cancers. Something bad's going on. But again, Manchin is running for president. I want to stress that. That's good. That's going to help Trump, RFK and Manchin both running as independents would be like a dream come true for Donald Trump. And when I get back, Spanish language news leader changes its tune on Trump as well. There's new owners at Univision, and they appear to like Donald Trump. Good news. ScoreBlue.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's a new little blue pill for the some are calling it the best ED pill of all time for the makers of Viagra, and it's better than the original Viagra. It only costs $5 a pill rather than the $80 or $90 they charge for the original Viagra, $80 or $90 per pill. It's the authorized generic Viagra, the only one in the country, made by the same company that makes the real Viagra, made in the same factory with the same formula, the exact same everything, but it's $5 instead of $90. Go to scoreblue.com, enter WAR for Wayne L. Root, and get 20% off. Scoreblue.com, 20% off WAR.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.